This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, Crocs, those spongy, rubberized, clog-looking things. How do you feel about them? I've got my doubts, as you'll hear in a minute, but I will tell you what, they are having a moment. The company reported earnings the other day, revenues up 93%. Andrew Rees is the CEO of Crocs, and we got him on the phone the other day so I could ask him, basically, y'all just get lucky or what?
Everything involves a bit of luck, yeah. So I think we've gotten a bit lucky, but we've also been working really hard at this. So Crocs has been a brand that's been in a turnaround for some period of time that involved, you know, repositioning our product and marketing and really growing the business. On top of that, we've really managed to ignite the brand and make it more and more relevant with a younger, passionate consumer, and we're growing at a breakneck pace.
Talk to me about that turnaround for a second, because, you know, you of all people, but certainly anybody who's seen Crocs over the past, you know, I don't know, decade, two decades, they were hot, crazy hot for a long time, and then they kind of fizzled, and now they're back. How do you manage a company through that? What do you do?
Yeah, so I joined the company in 2014, which probably was one of the more recent troughs. I think the company is a very young company and really had failed to put in place a lot of sort of basic infrastructure about how do you run a global brand. Hmm. So when I joined, we set about putting that infrastructure in place. The right team, we have an incredible team today with seasoned industry professionals, the right business processes around product development, around supply chain, and then really focusing on our consumer. We targeted that what we call a young explorer consumer. She's urban, she's fashion conscious, she's global in nature.
She's a she. I'm assuming the pronoun is intentional.
The pronoun's intentional. They are also male, right? So the young consumers, but they're definitely biased towards female. They're on social media. We never had a brand awareness problem. Everybody knows who Crocs is. You know who it is. You may love it, you may hate it, but right. You know who it is, right?
Well, that's actually a good question, right? Do you care whether people hate it? I mean, it's all the only bad publicity is no publicity, right?
That is almost correct, yes. Yeah. So, look, we don't want to have publicity about something the company does that's inappropriate, right? But we don't mind some consumers hating the brand, right? The bifurcated nature of the brand, the ability for some people to hate it and some people to love it is just super important.
Are you benefiting from the pandemic-induced but already in progress casualization of American dress, do you think?
Yeah, we are absolutely benefiting from casualization. And you said it well there, which is it's the pandemic has helped to accelerate it, but it's been going on for some time. You look at the broader footwear industry. The penetration of sneakers and athletic wear in the industry has grown dramatically over a 20-year period. And it's grown because they're frankly way more comfortable and way more versatile than a pair of, you know, black leather dress shoes.
Does it bother you at all that, and I don't know, this is fine, I'll just own it, uninformed speculation. But I'll bet you if you stopped, you know, 10 people on the streets of Manhattan or any town in the United States and said, what are Crocs? They would say, oh, they're those clog things. Does it bother you that you have different product lines, but probably not too many people know about them?
No, it doesn't bother me. That's an opportunity. You know, I think if you have a core iconic product, that's a reason for people to know who you are. And as we talked about, love or hate you, right?
Yep.
That puts you in the conversation. And if you're in the conversation, then you have a, you know, better than fighting chance to tell them about all the other things you do. So we just launched socks this week. You know, Crocs and socks has been a thing for many years. We hadn't had our own range of socks. That's a huge opportunity.
What took you so long on the socks? I mean, come on.
Well, we wanted to get it right? We wanted to do something that was different in the marketplace and approachable. But that's a good call. I could or should we have done it faster? Maybe.
On that point of Crocs being more comfortable than, you know, black leather business shoes or what have you, as it happens, I am wearing a pair of black leather business shoes right now. And even though this is public radio, if I were to show up in the newsroom tomorrow wearing a pair of Crocs, people would look at me like I had three heads, you know?
I don't know. Maybe that's your own preconceived notion, Kai. Right? I think they may look at you and think you were smart. You were walking your own path, and you were really confident about your fashion choices. So I kind of might think about it a different way.
All right, well, maybe I'll roll the dice. I'll let you know. Andrew Rees, he's the CEO of Crocs. Mr. Rees, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.